Hi, Grumpy Gay Boomer here. Yeah, I'm running a little late because I'm actually traveling in the UK right now, but you know, I don't care if I'm late or not because, you know, that's just the way things are. But I gotta be, you know, honest here. I'm in the UK and I'm listening to a lot about conservatives or Tories, as they call them here. And Tories is actually an insult to them, but I don't think people realize that, which is fine because people just aren't overly bright. You know what I'm saying? But anyway, there's a common theme with these conservatives that they're destroying healthcare because they're actually doing the same thing in the UK where they're creating these private clinics. And what's happening now is people in the UK are waiting weeks and months to see a doctor. So when conservatives destroy the medical system, is what we're learning, is, and they try to privatize it, the system gets worse. And the cost actually skyrockets. So why the fuck do we keep voting for these dumb assholes? I don't understand it. Because universal healthcare is something that we should never, ever, 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 did I say ever, pay or lose money on, because our tax dollars should be paying for that. And this concept of where we should be saving money would, at the taxpayer dollar, we would save fucking money because we wouldn't be paying for benefits through our job to cover the things that healthcare doesn't cover. Like if we had PharmaCare, you wouldn't have insurance for PharmaCare to get your prescriptions done. And you know what? Trillium and all those things in Ontario, like the government system, you still pay deductibles. But if we had a universal healthcare system, we wouldn't be paying for anything because it's already paid for through the tax dollars. And the tax system isn't overtaxing Canadians. There is no tax increase in April like the Conservatives want you to believe. It's the same and actually has been lowered under Trudeau from Harper. So the federal tax rate, the provincial tax rate is the one that's fucking people without lube. Let's be honest. Let's just be honest about that. Because they're creating a system that puts working class and poverty people at a disadvantage. And you keep voting for them. And I can't understand. I just can't wrap my head around why we're voting for people that have a history of destroying the healthcare system. I can't understand the concept of why you would vote for somebody that's going to make your life harder. And that's what they do. Doug Ford in Ontario has created a $1 billion deficit, but nobody seems to give a shit all of a sudden. He's had the Greenbelt scandal that cost the taxpayer $8 billion at the end of the day. But you still vote for them. It's because somebody has got to explain to me, why do you vote for somebody that just destroys the healthcare system, destroys the way you live, or makes things harder? And then if you want, the alternative is voting for somebody that will just do the status quo so it doesn't get worse. And here's the other thing I gotta tell you. While I'm in the UK, I've noticed that we've gone to the grocery store and things are suddenly much cheaper. And that's because they have a system in place that forces these big corporations to disclose the cost of items. It doesn't mean it changes that, but they have to show what the cost of the item was to get to the store. And they have a fucking carbon tax in the UK, so don't be stupid and think, oh, it's a carbon tax, because let's face it, in Canada, it's 0.04%, and the University of Calgary and the Bank of Canada both did a study of this, which was confirmed by the University of Calgary that carbon tax has not affected grocery store items, or simple items, or housing, or all that other stuff. It's corporate greed that has done it, and it's proven it time and time again. So let's just be real. In Canada, the cost of living is outrageous. And why is it outrageous? Corporate greed. So corporate greed has fucked us and caused us an inflation, which shouldn't cause us inflation because Canada, during the times of an economic downfall, which people seem to forget that we had a pandemic for a bunch of years, and the World Economic Forum, or whatever you call it, has completely stopped. But people seem to forget that, like we just came out of that. It's corporate greed. And why do we keep voting for these people that keep putting the systems in place to keep fucking us without lube? I just don't understand it. Anyway, I gave my speech. I'm sorry to be late, but I'm not really sorry. You know that, because I just don't care what you think, and that's why I'm doing this. Funny how people ask you to spew your mindful thoughts and don't give a fuck attitude, which is kind of funny. Anyway, so in conclusion, stop voting for the fucking people that destroy your life and make it harder to live. And if you can't see that the Tories are the problem, you're actually the problem.